It's Friday, the 4th of July. So happy 4th of July, Independence Day to all my American friends. Hope you have a great day, wherever you're doing. Even if you're not in America at the moment. For example, burning gold back at Top Gold. Was it blowing American? What an expression that is. It's brilliant. So funny how the year goes in. Excuse me, coughing. But I do have a rickety throat this morning. Again. Strong cold breeze blowing this morning. And yet the skies are fairly clear. Hey. Again, an almost comatose sleep last night, getting harder and harder to get out of bed, both of us. Maybe we should go see someone about that. Why we're just so damn tired in the mornings. In fact, damn tired in the evenings as well, sitting yawning our heads off last night. I don't think it's natural for us to be that tired. I know I'm shattered. It's taking me longer and longer in the mornings to come to. I suppose I can't complain really. If I'm sleeping so soundly, it's better than tossing and turning. And it's great not to have the demon keeping me awake. I don't know what's bothering Mr. Blackbird this morning. I can't see where it is. I know this morning when I opened the back door to put the porridge out, he was on top of the shed, staring right at the back door. And when I threw the porridge out, I think he was down before the porridge hit the ground. Still, I thought he was feeding two chicks. Yesterday I spotted a third. They are feeding three chicks. But I haven't seen her, so I'm wondering if Mrs. Blackbird is sitting on another wee clutch of eggs, because he's packing food away and disappearing as well as feeding the youngsters. So I think he's feeding her in the nest as well. Isn't he a diligent husband? He's looking bedraggled though, I have to say. He really is beginning to look bedraggled. Of course, won't be long till they're going through the molt. About the end of the month, I think. Anyway, I spoke yesterday all day about birds. You know, there's one thing that makes me smile in the mornings, and that's every time I put that porridge out the back door and they're waiting for it. It makes me smile, and I suppose kind of half chuckle at their antics to get me to feed them. And it really does. It's the one thing guaranteed to make me have a wee smile on my face in the morning. And that's sad, really, because I've not got a bad life. In fact, I've a pretty good life. And I still can't get my head round why I'm not happier. I am actually a very cheery guy. This is me convincing myself that I am really a happy, cheery guy. And then asking myself, if you're so cheery, why are you so bloody dour in the morning? I don't know. Physically, I'm feeling pretty good again, except that I came back with all that sunshine from Spain with Hackett heels. You know how your skin dries up, so I've been rubbing oils and creams in over there, and it was the only thing really that was the sun caused any damage to. But I've been doing that since I came home as well. I feel that there's a deep void split has went right into the inner heel, because it's really painful, no matter how much cream I put on. And it does feel as if it's near the bone. I'm just wondering if I've got a wee infection in there. It doesn't stop me walking or anything, but it's just putting on and off sandals or shoes. That's painful. So we'll see how it goes. Oh yeah. That was me burning myself with my cup. My cup of Rosalie. I could lie down on the grass, or even better, I could go and sit on my wee chair inside the shed and close my eyes, a new expression. Oh, my right eye is so itchy, it's left there a bit. That's better. Yes, I could go into the shed and lay my head back and be quiet and soak up the garden in peace. I feel as if I've got to motivate myself again. I don't know what to do, what I don't know, but I really need an injection of motivation again. Mary will keep me right. She keeps me moving. It's a good job. I'm being honest. It's a good job. Because procrastinator is my middle name. Why do today what you can put off till tomorrow? Unless it's something I want and then I want it yesterday. Isn't that ironic? Then again, I have a dual personality, but we all do, don't we? We all have an inner being who's different. Why is that? Or, don't you have an inner being? Don't you? Now I'm getting worried. No, I guess we've all got that inner being that keeps us in check or argues with us. What in the hell is that all about, arguing with yourself? I'm going to jump off this wall. It's too far down, you'll hurt yourself. Yeah, you're right, okay. You know, things like that. No, I shouldn't go there. I really shouldn't go there. I'll lose. The bugger inside me would tell me to jump, break my legs. Now I'm smiling. You should see this smile. It's a big wide smile. It's also a stupid looking smile. But at least I'm smiling. Or is it me? Yeah. Okay. Give up now. Lost the argument again.